Hello, this is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Welcome back for another solo episode, another beauty rave, beauty rant. And this is a big, big topic. Should celebrities have to disclose plastic surgery? I guess not should they have to, but should they? Should celebrities be transparent with us about alterations that they have made to their face, to their body? And this is a topic that even I, as someone who consumes a lot of beauty press and beauty conversations, and I have these conversations about beauty all the time, something that I've wavered on, something that I feel like my opinion changes on very often. So I'm excited to get into it with you all, but we also have to talk about my live show. Now I have to share, tickets for my live Naked Beauty show are on sale. It is Saturday, May 21st. Now, the first batch of tickets sold out so quickly. I was honestly shocked. These tickets sold out basically overnight. I think I made the link live at 5 o'clock, and by midnight that night, all of the tickets had gone, but I did hold a few back. So as you're listening to this, and if you are in the New York area and you want to come, check out the Eventbrite link in this episode description and grab your ticket. I will be joined on stage by iconic hairstylist Nikki Nelms. She is behind Zoe Kravitz's hair looks, Solange, Janelle Monáe. Nikki Nelms is one of a kind. She is a hair genius. She has been on Naked Beauty before, but I'm so excited to have a conversation with her in front of a live audience. She's going to take us through all of her iconic looks, give us some hair care tips, and shout out to Maui Moisture for sponsoring this event. Also, shout out to Paula's Choice. Also, shout out to Topicals and Ami Colle, which brings me to this next announcement, which I haven't even shared on social media yet, but I'm going to have the smartest, the sickest, the baddest, the most incredible beauty founders I know join me on stage for a panel discussion about the future of beauty culture. That is Alameda from Topicals, my favorite Gen Z beauty brand, period. Giada from Ami Colle, and you know we've been charting her story and her progress here on Naked Beauty, and Abna from Hana Hana Beauty, all faves women, incredible women on their own, and then their brands are just so incredible. So this is going to be a killer panel. I'm organizing food and drinks and custom cocktails, and you already know that the gift bags are going to be insane. I mean, the $35 ticket price, if you ask me, is really a bargain considering that you will be getting all of these things. And if you go to buy tickets and they're sold out, I will release like the last batch of like 10 tickets I have left on Monday. So fingers crossed for you. Okay, we're going to take a very quick break for our sponsors, and then we're going to get into this very important topic. Should celebrities disclose plastic surgery they've done? Today's episode is brought to you by Elle. Elle is for loving your body, and they have clean, simple period care free from synthetic pesticides and dyes made with organic cotton. Their period care is priced very accessibly, even though it is that organic cotton, and it's available very widely. If you walk down your drugstore aisle, you can probably find This Is Elle. You can also shop for it on their website, thisiselle.com. I have made the switch over to organic cotton period care, tampons and pads. And I think you should too. So check out This Is Elle. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, and we are back. So, I have to break down this conversation into pieces. And I think the first part is going to be the rant, and then I'll get into the rave. Now, Bella Hadid recently shared in a Vogue article that she got a nose job at the age of 14. And she regrets getting this nose job. She shares in the article that she wishes she, and this is a direct quote from Bella Hadid, that she had kept the nose of her ancestors. And she says what drove her to have this insecurity is that she struggled with imposter syndrome. So I'm going to give a direct quote again from Bella. People made me feel like I didn't deserve any of this. People always had something to say. But what I have to say is I've always been misunderstood in my industry and by people around me. She thinks that if she had not gotten the nose job, she would have eventually grown into it. Now, she was asked about several other procedures. People think she's had her eyes lifted, that she has filler, and she said to that, people think I fully effed my face because one picture of me as a teenager looked puffy. I'm pretty sure you don't look the same as you did at 13, right? I have never used filler. Let's just put an end to that. I have no issue with it, but it's not for me. So that's what Bella Hadid had to share. And I think it sparks a very interesting discussion around celebrities who later, after they've done the procedure, she's 25 now, admit to plastic surgery. Kylie Jenner comes to mind. She admitted to getting lip injections after for many, many years, saying that it was her lip kits and her lip liner that she was using to make her lips appear more full. Khloe Kardashian also spoke on this topic in a way that I found actually quite empathetic. She shared that critics began calling her fugly and other insults when she was, you know, on the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And she said, that's when I became hard on myself because I was like, oh, this is how other people perceived me, Khloe recalled. I became insecure because of everyone else telling me that I wasn't as beautiful. She decided to go under the knife, and she says, you know, people think she's on her third face transplant, but she says she's only had one nose job. As for any surgery she's done on her body, she has talked a lot about how she has worked out really hard to get the body that she has. I don't know if she's disclosed any kind of liposuction, tummy tuck, that sort of thing. But that quote from her made me empathetic because I realized that celebrities are under such intense scrutiny. They're under such a lens. And can you imagine if thousands of people every day were commenting on your looks? I think it would give anyone a complex. There's this entire other side of this argument, conversation around Black women who basically change their features. And I'm speaking specifically about Black women in Hollywood, right? Black women that are celebrities, that are up for public consumption. But a lot of Black women have had rhinoplasty, Black celebrities have had rhinoplasty to make their features more European or a more traditionally like Eurocentric nose, which I think is a whole separate conversation that we could get into. But I also think it's kind of unfair to call out or criticize Black women for doing that when really all celebrities, men and women, let's be honest, are doing things to their face. Men are getting fillers, women are getting fillers. People of all races are changing their appearance to look more beautiful, to look closer to the standard of beauty or however they feel more comfortable. So here's my rant. My rant is against celebrities who act as if their face has changed because of puberty. You hear this all the time. They'll say, well, I just grew up, I lost my baby fat, I grew into my face. And I think this is really harmful because it's unrealistic. And then as part of this argument, there are also celebrities and influencers who use tons of filters and edit all of their pictures without disclosing that they've done that. And I think that's harmful as well. And it's especially harmful if they're saying that their pictures haven't been edited. You know, when you're using a filter, there's like an auto attribution that shows up, right? People know you're using a filter. It's not like a secret mystery. But some people like save the image to their camera roll. People do all sorts of things so people don't know that they're using filters, which I think is intentionally manipulative. I've also heard of people that now use video, like slimming video editors, where it's basically like Facetune for video. So you can do videos of yourself in a bikini, videos of your outfit, and actually edit the video so that you're a different shape or size. I think that is very harmful. But I think, you know, I've interviewed plastic surgeons on this show that explicitly say that people bring in photos of certain celebrities to their office to say, I want my cheekbones to look like this. I want my lips to look like this. So we know that people are comparing themselves against these celebrities. And if you were a, you know, adult and you're doing that and that's a decision that you've made, then fine. I think where I get worried is thinking about all of the young people that are under 18 that are going through plastic surgery. Just under 250,000 surgeries performed in 2020 were for adolescents under the age of 18. And this is hard because your face hasn't developed yet. I look to see what some plastic surgeons recommend, and they recommend that you actually wait until you are 16 for women and 18 for men. I don't know why it's different for men and women, but until you've like grown into your face. So when I hear people doing, you know, nose jobs at 14, I do understand why maybe there's some regret because you feel like, well, I hadn't quite grown into my face. I should have maybe waited a few years to see how I feel. And I think your teen years are the most sensitive. I think about young girls like Madison Beer and other teen idols. I don't want to call out any specific person, but they very specifically deny doing anything. And then they say that it is because of puberty. And I think that's an issue because if you're a young girl that's going through puberty, you're like, well, my puberty didn't hit quite like her puberty hit. And why aren't my lips fuller now that I've, you know, turned 15? Or why aren't my cheekbones popping now that I've turned this age? And I think that that's like this denial that I think when celebrities go, when they've had work done and they go out of their way to say they've never done anything, that I think is very harmful and it just like needs to stop. And I don't know why that's even something that they do. Now, when it comes to do they have to be transparent? Do they owe us a recommendation? My thoughts on this are complicated. I think we live in a society that's hypercritical of women's appearances. And a lot of celebrities get work done out of insecurity, right? You're not totally 100%, 1000% self-confident about something. So you go under the knife and you alter this element of your appearance, right? So it's coming from a place of insecurity to even get work done, or this perception that you are somehow not feeling beautiful about this one aspect of your face or your body. So that's a vulnerable place to be in. Do we now then expect celebrities to express their vulnerabilities to us? Like, do they owe it to us, the hypercritical public that is already waiting to tear these people apart, to then share a very personal and private surgery that they've done? I think back to the episode that I did with Angelica, who is beautiful and incredible, and she talked a lot about being a trans woman and how people will very rudely ask her, like, oh, have you had bottom surgery? They'll want to know what surgeries she's done. And it's like, that's a medical procedure. That's none of your business what surgeries I've done, or like, you know, what's under my underwear. Like, that's a very personal, private question, and it's a medical surgery. So why are you like getting all up in my business asking me what I've done? And this is going to seem like a weird analogy, but this idea about like plastic surgery transparency, it kind of reminds me of like in the 2000s when people were obsessed with like outing celebrities and celebrities disclosing if they were gay or not. It was like this thing, like, we don't have enough visibly gay celebrities. It's very important for like young gay children to see that there are celebrities that are thriving in Hollywood that are in gay relationships or they are gay. And I totally understand that, 1000%. I see the benefit of that representation. But I also think in 2022, we've reached a place where, like, I personally don't believe if you are gay and in Hollywood, I don't think you owe it to the public to share your sexual orientation. That's like a very private thing. Whoever you choose to date does not impact me or how I feel about your movies or how I feel about your music. You know, it's sort of like crossing this very personal boundary. You know, it's sort of crossing this very personal boundary. And I think celebrities should be able to have some level of privacy. And I don't think that they have to disclose that they have done work. Now, outright denying it when you have done something is wrong and it's harmful. But I also think celebrities should say it's really none of anyone's business what I do to my face. And maybe they fear saying that because they say if they haven't done work and they say it's no one's business, then people will just assume that they have. But I think that we as the public also need to be like less all up in people's grills about what work they've done. I see a lot of these Instagram accounts that do like side by sides of people to be like, oh, has she had a nose job? Has she done this like fox eye thing? And it's like, sometimes it's very clearly like makeup. Like I have seen so many side by sides of people where I'm like, this is great nose contour. Like this is great cheek contour. Like this is great makeup. Now sometimes it's not makeup, and sometimes the work is really, really, really subtle and you can't tell. But there's something kind of exploitive, and I almost feel like it's borderline like misogynistic the way we focus on women's appearance to the point where we're like zooming in and picking apart, like, has she done this? Has she done that? And it's sort of like, just like leave these people alone. They are already in this tough position of having their looks hyper scrutinized and having their income directly related to what they look like. I think that's hard enough. I don't know that we need to like look at every picture of Zendaya from like 2014 to 2022 and see how her face has changed and figure out like what surgeries she has or hasn't done. I also see how sometimes these accounts can be helpful, because I think people realize, especially when they do the side by side of like the photoshopped image versus the real image, I actually really like that, right? Because you can see, oh, wow, they are actually editing their pictures and smoothing their skin, and they actually do have skin texture. I love that. I think that's so important. I think it's really great that we recognize how these images are altered, so we don't feel like, oh my gosh, am I like just this textured skin freak and everyone else has like this poreless skin? Which brings me to my beauty rave for this episode. I think that the celebrities that are totally upfront and fully disclose the work they've done and how they've done it and like give a shout out to their doctors, I personally think, one, I think it makes them look so good, so honest, so real. And Marc Jacobs to me is like a hallmark example of this. He got this deep plane facelift by, Dr. Janako. He's this doctor in New York who basically performs magic. He does these deep plane facelifts on people. I am obsessed with looking at his Instagram page and looking at before and afters. I will link to it in these show notes. But he, not only did he share that he was doing this, he shared the post-op, he shared the recovery, he shared why he did it, and he shared that he wanted to look younger and refreshed, and this is what I did, and look at me and my beautiful like new face. And that was awesome. Like, I like Marc Jacobs more. I was a fan of his designs, but now I like him more as a person because he has been transparent about it. Now, he decided to share that. He decided to share who his doctor was, but I think what he's doing is helping to push this like conversation and celebrity culture to a point where celebrities talk openly about the work that they have had done. They already today talk openly about, you know, the trainers that they work with, their gym regimen. They talk very openly about their skincare regimen, their hair care regimen. Why shouldn't they openly say, you know, what fillers that they get? Gwyneth Paltrow recently did an interview where she talked about a certain like injectable that she gets done. It's kind of like a sister to Botox and how often she does it. I think that's great. I think that that's really refreshing. As I do things, if I ever do things, I think I would want to talk to you all about it. I mean, I wouldn't want to encourage someone young to be like, oh, well, you know, should I get something done? I don't think anyone needs anything. I think it's a very personal decision. But I do love that some celebrities are being much more transparent about the work that they're getting done, much more transparent about the doctors that did the work and the process. And just even the fact that Marc Jacobs like showed the healing process, I think is awesome, because also a facelift is intense. Like, it's not just like a you go in and you come out. I think about the episode that I did with Lila, who talked about her experience with liposuction and how she shared on this podcast how intense the recovery and post-op procedure is, and wearing the fajas and, you know, all of what went into it, right? Because oftentimes we just see the before and after and we think like, oh, it would be nice to get like a little something something, but we don't talk about all of the like pain and hard work that goes into it. So I commend Bella Hadid for sharing that she did this. I think a lot of people knew, but the fact that she shared, I did it at 14 and I actually regret doing it that young because I think I should have just seen how my face evolved, is helping to push the conversation forward. I'm really, really interested to hear what you all think on this topic. Should celebrities have to disclose plastic surgery? Do they owe it to us to be transparent about plastic surgery? Is it harmful if they don't disclose that they've done plastic surgery? Or is it a personal thing and that we should respect their privacy and boundaries and recognize that it's coming from a place of insecurity? So they probably don't feel great about announcing to the world what they've done to alter their body or face. Very nuanced discussion. I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Also, thank you all for listening. Thank you for all of the support. I'm so excited about Monday's episode. I'm talking to Nye, who is an incredible, incredible skincare expert. You may know her as LA Beautyologist. And I love talking to estheticians, you know, people that just work on skin all day. She is full of tips and tricks. And I know you all are going to love that episode. So thank you so much for listening. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Spotify just introduced a way to rate podcasts. So if you love Naked Beauty, give me a 5-star review. And for people in the New York area, so excited to see you at the live show. And if you don't live in the New York area, hopefully I can do this in other cities. I'd love to come to LA. I would love to come to DC. I'd love to come to Miami. I'd love to come to wherever the Naked Beauty community is and do a live show. So we'll see how this one goes. I think it's going to be great. My show in 2019 was great. I think the show is going to be great as well. And I hope that I can do more of them. Thank you so much for listening and for all of your support.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.